Shay Boo, part two. This was an open vision during intercession. Over the weekend, right before Thanksgiving, I was very disturbed. I was troubled. And I felt anger, angry words and angry discussions over my gifting. And who does she think she is? And I hate that. And I've heard some pretty foul words come out of me, or at me. Not just by the spirit, but also by certain forms of social media communications. These people believed the slander and a lie engaged in it. And then, oh, they forgot it. Yeah, well, okay, they apologize. But they fall back into that same pattern. If they're not solid on the rock teachings and have implemented them in their life, if you build my teachings on this rock, when the storms come, you shall not be moved. But if you build them on the sand, when the storms come, you'll be washed away. Washed away. All right, the name of this one was, and I spoke no words in this open vision. None. I was standing in the back of a church, this person's church, who was in some form of leadership, a man. And I was dressed in white with blue Israeli trim. And behind my left shoulder was Jesus, who's way taller than I am. And he was facing my shoulder. And he was looking over me. He was watching over me. It was a protective posture to see that nothing touched me, or it was protective. And he just watched over me quietly. As I faced down the side of this aisle, this man came up and he had in his arms rags and shrouds. Now this is a type. Rags are works, okay? Clothing is works. Linen garments, you know, the clothing, those are the works that you're called to by the Spirit. And shrouds obviously are for dead people. There was a lot of death around this person. This person spoke, said, "Will you burn these for me, please?" I said nothing. I later realized that it's not my place to burn his stuff, the things that need to be burnt in his life. It's the and Jesus was watching over me to make sure I didn't get in an enablement or ensnared in something that I wasn't called to. If you have dead works or whatever, you need to repent of them. And you need to burn them. It is your obligation and personal responsibility to address them and repent. Anyway, so that was the end of that. And there was some huge backlash. I got over that. And 1 John 1 says, you know, the body of Christ is not optional. We're called to relationships and to do things that in the natural we don't do. Okay? Or in the natural, you know, okay, let me rephrase that and make it real clear. Before we were born again, we did whatever we want. We chose whatever we want. Wanted to choose who we wanted to have friends with, where we wanted to go, what kind of jobs we were going to pursue, etc., etc., what our life was going to be. But when we became born again, all those things had to go on the altar and be burnt up. like the lamb that was sacrificed. And the lamb that was sacrificed had to be split into, and its inward parts, the heart, the lungs, the liver, all those were taken out and washed and cleansed and then burnt on an altar of fire. That means that those are all symbolic, the washing and the fire of the how the Holy Spirit deals with us, that He desires truth in the inward parts. And we can resist that process. The intestines and what's in the intestines and the hide, your external appearance, not the internal, who you really are and how you operate. The hide and the intestines were taken outside the camp because they were unacceptable offerings. And they were burnt there. They had to be destroyed. Oh yeah, God wants to give you a life, all right. He wants to kill you. He wants to take you to the cross and mortify, kill the deeds of your natural man so that He can bring you into the DNA of Jesus Christ and bring you into what He originally planned for all those in the loins of Adam since the Garden of Eden. But because of sin, it marred it. So you have to go to that tree of life and be crucified. Because your thinking is stinking. And it takes, the mind of Christ to be established in you. That's maturity. If you don't have that, you're misleading a lot of people. God hasn't forged that like Paul, who had all the religious teachings, but went 13 years in the desert to be taught by the Spirit of Jesus Christ before he was released to go back into the Kehillah, the community of believers in the first century church. And oh, by the way, the first century church, the Nazarene sect, which was a Judaic sect, by the way, still a sect of Judaism until they became known as the people of the way. It was until later in Antioch, much later in the missions outreach, that they began to be known as Christians. Christ meaning anointed, Mashiach. We become the anointed children of God. That's when we become the real disciples. Okay? We're walking and led of the Spirit and by the Spirit. Okay, in the early church, there are two kinds of people that were generally not permitted into the fellowship. One was Roman soldiers, because they had brutally persecuted the Christians, and often they were sent in to do what? To spy and to discover them and then to arrest them. The other were entertainers of any kind. Why? Because that was their profession, and they could come into the body of Christ and still be playing Christianity.